With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump sat down for a celebratory dinner last night as they talked about the impact of the 12-day war knocking out Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister says he'll nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize.
He's forging peace as we speak, in one country, in one region after the other.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House for dinner Monday.
I want to present to you, Mr. President, the letter I sent to the Nobel Prize Committee. It's nominating you for the Peace Prize, which is well-deserved, and you should get it.
Thank you very much. This I didn't know. Wow.
The two leaders celebrated their recent joint strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, hailing the 12-day war as an unmitigated success. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, officials in Texas say that they've recovered more than 100 bodies now, at least 104 so far, and that includes 28 bodies of children who were swept away in the floodwaters over the weekend. In Kerrville, Jesus Gomez is a firefighter from Acuna, Mexico, says they helped to recover one of the victims.
It's a lot of debris, very heavy stuff, and removing by hand, it's tough. There are some parts that heavy equipment can get into there, and we need to start removing by hand.
And White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the federal government is cooperating with Texas officials. Amazon is extending its annual Prime Day sales event to 4 days this year. The company first launched the event back in 2015, expanded it to 2 days in 2019. Some retail analysts expect tariff anxieties to prompt U.S. consumers to make their purchases this week to sidestep the possibility of high taxes on foreign imports. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are dabbling in divination, according to Michael Arrington.
About 1 in 10 adults in this country admit that they visit fortune tellers or palm readers or consult horoscopes to try and get a glimpse of their future. But the Pew Research Center poll reveals that the U.S. percentage is about average or a little below when compared to the rest of the world. In most countries, about 10% of people do these things, though the percentages are a lot higher in the East, including in Thailand, India, and the Philippines. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three others vetoed the measure would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina state government. This is SRN News. There are no casualties reported from the eruption of a volcano in Indonesia, but local residents are taking steps to protect themselves.
Residents are wearing masks in fear of the thick volcanic ash as rumbling Mount Lebotobi Laki Laki erupted for a second straight day. The eruption at dawn sent lava and clouds of ash more than 2 miles high. The eruption followed two larger ones on Monday. Photos and videos circulating on social media showed terrified residents running for their lives under the rain of ash and gravel as the ash clouds expanded into a mushroom shape. No casualties have been reported, though, from the latest eruptions of the volcano.
That is Charles de Ledesma. President Trump keeping up the tariff pressure on key U.S. trading partners. He released a letter on Monday telling Japan and South Korea to expect tariffs of 25% starting in August. The president warns of additional tariffs if they retaliate. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.